the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
We come to the midpoint of Great Lent today with the celebration of the Holy Cross. The cross is a reminder of our destination in this season, a reminder of our hope for life itself, and a reminder of the offering Jesus Christ gives for us, which is eternal and everlasting. And during Great Lent, the epistle readings are taken from Hebrews, which spends an awful lot of text talking about priesthood, linking priesthood to the offering of Christ and his holy cross. Now, if someone were to ask you, if they were to ask you, who is your priest? You might likely say, Father Chris. Today, I'd like to encourage you to consider a different answer. What is a priest? What does a priest do? At its most basic level, a priest is a person from among the people ordained to make offerings, prayers, to offer gifts and sacrifices to God on behalf of the people from whom he comes. You see, sin causes a great divide. Sin causes a great chasm, a canyon between God and man that cannot be overcome simply by our own efforts. But God, by his grace, allows the priest to bridge that chasm. And throughout the Old Testament, generations of priests did this repeatedly. They offered prayers in the tabernacle. They offered prayers in the temple. They offered sacrifices of unblemished lambs and various grain and drink offerings. And there were definite qualifications to be a priest. They were hereditary. They had to be from the tribe of Levi. They followed after the priesthood of Aaron. There were moral and spiritual qualifications. They had to abide by the law. They had to meet standards for the priesthood. But because the priests of the Old Testament were mere human mortals, they always fell short. Human priesthood was always imperfect and incomplete. And while sins were certainly forgiven in the Old Testament, they couldn't be forgiven once and for all. And its consequence, death, well, that could never be overcome. That is, until Jesus Christ. And the whole thrust of the epistle to the Hebrews is to demonstrate that Jesus Christ is the perfect priest, the perfect high priest. And as to the qualifications to be a priest, no, Jesus does not come from the tribe of Levi, but is instead eternal. He is a high priest, as we heard in today's epistle to the Hebrews, according to the order of Melchizedek. Now, Melchizedek was a spiritual priest who appeared to Abraham, and whose name means King of Righteousness. And Jesus' priesthood is according to this King of Righteousness, because he himself is the King of Righteousness. Melchizedek precedes the tribe of Levi. He comes before it. He blesses the tribe of Levi. And therefore, Melchizedek is greater than the priesthood of Levi. And Jesus, in his priesthood after this order of Melchizedek, is a much greater priesthood than anything the Old Testament could offer. And Jesus also fulfills perfectly the moral and spiritual requirements. He is, of course, without sin. He's abounding in mercy and compassion, as we heard in today's epistle to the Hebrews. And beyond the qualifications, and I think this is most important, look what Jesus Christ could accomplish as a priest. Remember, a priest is one of us who makes an offering to God. But Jesus is the only one who is one of us, but also is the offering, and also is God himself, God incarnate. This is the link to the cross. Jesus Christ is not only our priest making the offering, but he is the unblemished lamb that is offered, and he is God who receives that offering. He connects everything. He bridges the chasm. And unlike the Old Testament sacrifices, which were imperfect and had to be continuously repeated, Jesus is the perfect priest, and Jesus is the perfect offering, and Jesus is our perfect and eternal God, and therefore the cross is a one-time event. The cross bridges that chasm between God and man once and for all. And that is why it's celebrated, and that is why it is raised and venerated in the church to this day. The cross proves the qualifications of our Savior. His moral qualifications are that Jesus accepts the cross though he is sinless, the innocent man accepting the consequences of your sin and mine. And the hereditary qualifications are eternal, because not only can Christ's death never be repeated, through death, death itself is destroyed. By his cross, our high priest tramples down death and bestows eternal life. Christ accomplishes in himself what generations of priests would not. And so here we are today, knowing that death in this world is not the end, but has been overcome in Christ. And yes, you have a local priest in Father Christopher. And yes, I offer prayers and sacraments on our behalf to God. But they only find their power in and from another, eternally greater. So the next time someone asks who your priest is, before blurting out the name of someone imperfect and incomplete, remember your true high priest, the one who makes the offering, the one who receives the offering, the one who is the offering. And if that someone asks who your priest is, look them in the eye and tell them your priest is our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.